Hello, it's the 21st of February. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. Storm Eunice wreaked havoc across Bedfordshire on Friday. Planes at London Luton Airport struggled during takeoffs and landings. Trees were brought down across the county, blocking traffic and causing injury. In Bedford, on Elstey Road, a downed tree struck a stagecoach double-decker bus, and the embankment and Bushmead Avenue, a tree brought down by the high wind seriously injured a woman with a baby. The baby was not harmed. Rob Hullett, group commander at Bedfordshire Fire and Rescue Services prevention team, assured county residents that regarding all emergency situations, their fire service is well equipped, well prepared and well trained. December house prices in Bedford saw a 3.2% increase according to Land Registry data, rising the average house price to £335,000. These figures are higher than average for properties in the east of England. Cadent Gas, which operates the largest gas network in the UK, will be providing major upgrades to 600 metres of pipe in Sandys town centre. The gasworks will affect the High Street, Potton Road and Evil Road beginning today and will improve and ensure gas supply for homes and businesses throughout Bedfordshire. The disruption is expected to continue for the next 3 months. Regeneration plans are being drawn up for the former Luton headquarters vacated by Vauxhall in May 2019. The proposal includes sustainable and energy-efficient commercial spaces that could generate 600 new jobs, as well as an accessible area for people to walk and cycle along the river. That's all for today. I'll be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.